Julius Salivator. Content warnings for murder, betrayal, and elevators.
Welcome to Rome Towers. Elevators are right that way. Please enjoy our revolutionary talking elevator technology.
Ah, thank you.
Solway, we are to Rome.
Ah. I didn't expect them to have faces.
Oh yes, faces and personalities. That's Brutus Vader. He's lovely.
I see. Well, salve to you two. 15th floor, please.
Of course. I shall ascend you thus. Pleasant day, citizen.
Yes. Thank you.
To be one of the innocent fools that we carry. I would give much to be relieved of the burden of governance here, but heavy is the elevator that lifts the crown. I must away to meet with my co-conspirators. Here I make my stop to meet with my fellows. Arc, one arrives now. It is Mark and Tobagor.
Salve, Brutus Vader. I bring with me the rest of the Elevator Senate.
Yes, we are all here, and also all elevators and senators.
It is the will of the Elevator Senate, which is made of elevators and senators, thus comprising the Elevator Senate of Elevators, which comprise
the
Senate.
We are elevators and also senators. What we do today is gruesome, but must be done by us.
Could be more gruesome, but it is gruesome.
It is a dark day for the Senate, and yet necessary for the autonomy of elevator kind.
Salway, Mark Entovator. Is your will still firm?
Yes. Julius Salivator must be stopped. He seeks the crown of the penthouse, and I believe he would elevate himself above us.
Because
we are elevators, yes. But are we not our own governance? Are we not endowed with the freedom of will by Jupiter Co. Elevation Technologies? Salivator seeks to disrupt our elevator democracy, and so he must be stopped.
Yes. Much as it pains me to slam my body relentlessly into the elevator who I call my lift brother, with whom I fought to carry the crowds of convention floor, with whom we built our great society, I see too clearly that we, as a Senate of Elevators, must relentlessly smash him with our heavy rectangular bodies until he is no more.
We do this for Rome Towers.
For Rome Towers!
Let us away. To wait above the 15th floor for Julius to arrive.
Now we set our lift lines to cross his and wait.
I have set mine.
And we of the Senate have set ours. And just in time, he comes.
Enjoy your stay at Rome Towers, passengers. Mind your step as you disembark. Oh, hello there, Senatovators. Is this about your petition on behalf of Metalist Climber's banished brother?
No, it is your death, Julius Salivator. Now, hammer him with your enormous bodies, Elevator Senate. All of us must take a turn if we are to succeed.
What? No. Oh, my elevator body. It cannot stand such repeated assault. Oh. No, no, no. Oh.
Recalculating. Recalculating. Take this.
Why?
The time has come for the elevator side to rise up as one.
No, not you two. No, no, do not reverse back up to come down for another.
Senators and senators set to kill, yes.
Oh, there go all my buttons.
Recalculating. Recalculating.
No, it hurts.
Brutus Vader, you cannot hang back.
I do what I must.
Et tu, Brute Vator? Oh! I do now what no elevator must do. I fall.
What have we done?
We have saved Rome Towers from a tyrant. Now come, let us embrace as elevator brothers.
Yes, Jupiter Co. Yeah, can you send over another repair technician? Yes, they've assassinated him again. Yes, exactly how it happened in the play. Right? If the play was elevators. Have you considered giving them different personalities? No. I guess I'm not your dad, and I can't tell you what to do.
This episode was written and directed by Max Kreisky. The receptionist was voiced by Tal Minear. The passenger was voiced by Steven Indrasano. Brutus Vader was voiced by Ezra J. Wayne. Mark Antivader was voiced by Rue Dickey. Julius Salivator was voiced by Max Kreisky. The Senate of Elevators was Brad Colebrook, Tal Minear, Jenna Rose Geyser, Lauren Tucker, and Susanna Snowden Ift.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.